Welcome to the Boricua Culture Mix. I'm one of your hosts, Wilma Lebron Moore.
And I'm Diane Rivera.
And this is where la isla meets the diaspora.
Échate pa'cá, te hice
café. Like, that's not your cute.
Bro.
Whoa. Podcast woes.
Mira, can we say this?
Yes, we can. We need to. We need to.
I'm gonna cry.
No. Mira,
pero como es que dicen los podcast chronicles?
Podcast chronicles. That's where we're gonna start. We literally was like 20 minutes into the show, bro, and it deleted on us.
Mira, todo.
And we were in such a great flow.
Yo, it was amazing.
Mood.
We were talking about
our first jobs.
Our first jobs. Like, how Wilma worked at
a Burger King for my first job, and it's not sponsored Burger King. But you could.
¿Verdad?
We could tell our listeners to have it their way for a fee. I was like 14 working at somebody's Burger King.
It was so organic because you were talking about like Burger King, and I'm over here talking about how I worked at a shoe store in Puerto Rico called Humberto Vidal. So whoever is listening and have been to the island, or
if you're working at there now,
you are working Humberto Vidal.
She knows your pain.
I feel your pain.
But you know what? Like we said in our previous recording, that did not save.
That did not save.
Wow. I am glad that we have an unpolished project.
Yes.
Because we're able to learn and grow. I just ordered the 9-volt battery so that we can have on standby. But no, en serio, like, I'm glad that we have a, como te dice, al criollo, like, that we're doing.
Criollo, sí.
Every week we send out the pod, and, you know, shout out to Myra who be giving us notes.
Myra, listen, you have to give it to us on this one.
But
and give us the feedback. And
yes,
whoever wants to send feedback, send us comment. DM us on Instagram.
Engage with us. We are your diasporican BFFs.
Yes,
we're here. Y necesitamos el encouragement.
Por favor.
Because we were so sad. But Eddie Hoosers, I'm glad that episode 9, and you know what? We're episode 9, bro.
Listen, we're doing it. Algo
tenía que suceder because this is the last episode with a single digit. Next week, we got double digits, baby.
Yes, verdad.
Next week, we're going to be at the 10 mark, okay? So, aprendemos cada...
Poquito a poquito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos llevando poquito a poquito.
But as you were saying, too, prior to the deletion, what has this podcast done for you in every week that we look for stuff, that we speak about things? Talk about that.
It was like what I was saying before it got deleted. It was so beautiful how I said it, guys. So now te lo voy a dar como Spanglish. No, I was saying like how I love that we have this outlet because una de las cosas que ha hecho para mí es que me ha conectado tanto
for
a
sure.
la isla.
Right.
Like being out, you know, for so long out of, you know, viviendo en la diáspora. Y como que me ha hecho reencontrarme con mi cultura, con mi país, because I've always been like, you know, connected to the island through like diferente like news and podcasts and everything else, but like actually researching like los topics que nosotros hablamos aquí, I have learned so much.
For sure. And likewise.
So much.
Even so much, like, not just being like, oh, for the pod, but, like, just sitting with this information, deep diving. Because, like, honestly, Josie, yo oía la noticia de Puerto Rico, like, on a background, because mami and papi, they stay on Guapa America. You know, also not sponsored, but that's how they connect to the news, right? And so think about that with how that's funneled over to millions of Puerto Ricans on the island and off. But that would be like my only like kind of like check-in before. And then of course with social media, anything prior to the pod, it would just be like, hey, what's happening over there, type of thing.
Right.
But now because there's a responsibility to give this information out correctly, there is a sitting of like, Jesus, we're learning very much and we're consuming this information week to week on an accelerated speed because we want to make sure that we have it prepared for the pod. So, okay, al criollo, right? Like, so we had a deletion. So sorry. But we're back. And you know what? Somos resilient.
Eso es así.
Because we're going to get it done.
We're
going to get it done. And so excuse our manners for not saying hello and how are you and a check-in. Because we were going through it like, no! We can't believe it got deleted. Well, so welcome.
Welcome. Bienvenides. Bienvenidos.
Okay. Yes. Welcome to episode 9.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. So, shout out to y'all for coming back. We mm-hmm. see you. We see who's listening.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And like Josie/Diane said, leave a comment. Engage with us. We definitely need that feedback. Yeah. And I wanted to give a shout out to somebody who left a comment mm-hmm. before. Déjame buscarlo on the Instagram page.
Yes.
That hyped us up for days.
Oh, my
days,
God.
Okay?
It did.
It hyped us up for
like, ¿tú sabes qué? A mí lo más que me gustó fue ver que hay gente que está escuchando, que quiere algo diferente en términos de cómo informarse sobre su país de una manera diferente, como lo estamos haciendo con nuestro Spanglish,
mm-hmm.
que seguimos por ahí con más Spanglish que nada.
Okay.
Pero seguimos educando a todos, you know, educándonos todos, porque también nosotros.
Absolutely.
Like, yo he aprendido, como te digo, tanto de lo que está pasando y el hecho de que lo podamos hacer tan para que todos lo entendamos, me encanta.
Yes. So shout out to our Instagram follower Lizak Leak LYZAILIC on Instagram. She writes, I absolutely love capital LOVE. This pod needs what more attention than it's getting. Keep doing you, girls. And I'm an active listener and fellow Boricua. Gracias. Thank you so much. That had us on a high. Like,
oh, my God.
I was like, first I was like, Josie, do you know this person?
Like,
and she's
nope.
like, no. And I was like, because, you know, I wanted to make sure we weren't being hyped by like our friends. Which, by the way,
Thank you.
We need that too. But I just wanted to make sure. And she was like, no, I don't know her. And I was like, well, we know her now.
Yes, we do.
We know her now.
That's our new bestie.
Hello, pod bestie. Hearts. I'm sending you hearts, Zipdaki. But like, you know, leave a comment and we thank you and mm-hmm. we see that you're liking the content that we are putting out. And so last week's content was about Are You Boricua Enough, which shout out to Jay. Thank you,
yeah, La Madrina
of the pod.
For giving
mm-hmm. your authentic and vulnerable experience.
Yes.
And we talked a lot about cultural identity mm-hmm. and identifiers.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of conversation mm-hmm. about language.
Yes.
And then this pod, we're going to go to a different cultural identifier. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the pod as our, like, main topic.
Yep.
But before we get into it, Josie, no te vas a escapar.
¿Qué?
What song represents you this week, girl?
Oh, fírate. No, la canción que me representa es un remix.
Okay, un remix de qué?
Pero de quién va a ser?
Porque
¿para dónde vamos?
Para la perla. So Maite Perre, our little cousin in our head.
Yes.
Because I feel like we're just so happy for you.
We
want you to, your career to, like, you know, blossom and foster. Please mm-hmm. do not embarrass us.
Please don't.
Because we don't want to come back on this pod and be like, este estúpido. No. But in serio, like, we really are loving this refreshing take on, like, the reggaeton we grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me, Josie. Who is on this remix?
Well, for what I saw, y vi que Mati P, estamos hablando de Mati mm-hmm. PR. Hopefully I'm saying it right. A little cousin. pero Mati PR viene con remix de la canción Para las Girls.
Yes.
Y viene nada más y nada menos de la mano de La Maravilla.
I love him too.
So Arcángel es uno de los que va a estar en el remix. Yeah. También va a estar De La Ghetto.
Okay.
Representing.
I love him.
Representing. Porque hay representación completa.
Mm-hmm.
Y los dueños, como yo digo, los dueños del perreo.
Oh, Joel y Randy.
There you go.
Okay. That is such a great, like, overall encapsulation of like that sound, yes, and that genre from that, mm-hmm, time. Mm-hmm. I think if we added like Nicki Jam on there, that would have been great. Yeah. But it reminds me, Josie, of like the back in the day remix where they, like everybody in the, yes, industry used to hop on. So we're probably gonna get like 5 different versions, which is, oh, I'm okay God. With me because too, I need too. A Zion and Lennox, yep, verse. Mm-hmm. I need a Nicki Jam. If Daddy wants to get out of retirimiento and leave the iglesia to the side that one day. Yeah. I know he's going through divorce struggles, but oh, you know, hop on the track. You know, remind these hoes who you are. I'll be listening. But no, that's really, really a great, mm-hmm, great song to, you know, para el una, el dos, el tres, and you know, just while you're clickety clacking, yes, on the computer. Yeah. For me, it's been. Tú eres un boquete de perre, por eso yo te esquivo. Oh. Okay? When I first heard that line, I was like, that's so disrespectful. Like, yo, he called you a pothole, specifically in Puerto Rico.
Y te esquivo.
And I purposely want to move to the side.
Yep.
That means you ain't shit. In conclusion, you ain't shit. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, damn. This is a very heavy love song. Yeah, this is a you know what it reminds me of? Because I used to always say, like, this is why I love Spanish and, like, mm-hmm, language and poetry. Because, like, of Hector Lavoe Periódico de Ayer.
Oh, yes.
I used to, like, translate the lyrics to, like, Taj and be like, do you know how heartbroken this man had to be to not call this lady a hoe, but tell her she's yesterday's news? That's how much he's hurt?
Yeah.
Not only are you a hoe, right, because you broke my heart, you are yesterday's newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would have felt so disrespected. Like, but first of all, I'm current events, bitch.
For la primera plana, okay?
Front news, ho. But, like, just think about that level
like
of...
Like TMC news. Yeah.
Breaking news. But get it right. Okay? But, like, think about, like, that level of hurt that we have experienced in song.
Yeah, but I love how he did that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Tú eres, you know, periódico de ayer. Love that.
Tú no serviste para nada, mami. Y el zafacón te eché.
Yo.
I would have stabbed this motherfucker.
Yo. But I love it. Yes. Era como que, like, tan...
Yeah. Because if you think about it, like, when you really look at the lyrics, we're all, like, dancing, like, you know, yeah, to the song. But when you sit with it, you like, oh, you was hurt, bro.
He was
hurt. Bucci put a number on you, bro. Like, that song was about her. Can't nobody convince me. I know he had other lovers, but that one was specifically about her. But think about it, right? And then back to the song that represents me. He also dropped a visual for it this week. Este Bad Bunny, San Benito.
Oh, San Benito. Oh, pues boquete, ¿verdad?
Yes. So how did you like it, Josie?
Ay, mira, estábamos hablando...
Pre-pod
and pre-preparation. Es que yo a veces pienso, Benito podrá parar... de sorprender a la gente.
I mean, I'm growing my edges back. Can you please stop snatching them? I am using Beyonce's Secret. Again, not sponsored, but it's helping to grow these edges back. Like, I need what little 5 hairs I have left. Stop snatching them out of my head.
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
Pero, comenzando con los visuales que usó.
Mm-hmm.
Espectaculares.
Absolutely.
Grabado en la isla.
Okay.
No sé, usó la misma playa que usó para Verano sin ti.
It looks like his favorite spot, sí.
Yeah. So, me gustó cómo usó la metáfora, mm-hmm, puede ser, mm-hmm, de cómo...
Him kicking his feet up at the river was killing me.
I love it. Not him giggling to himself. pero creo que él también, he was a director of the...
Oh, that's really, really cool.
Yeah. So, demostró bastante... en este mismo como creativo, like I was like, yo, insane, yeah, como actor,
yes,
porque you know lo que hizo en el video, para esos que no lo han visto, I don't want to give a lot away,
no spoilers, go on YouTube,
go on YouTube, okay,
it came out 2 hours ago, I mean 2 days ago,
pero de verdad que me encanta, me gustó mucho. Y mira, pueden ser que somos lambones de San Benito. Pues sí, ¿Y qué? Pero
it's our pod, we can say what we want. Respectfully.
No, pero El hecho de que como usó, primero que está demostrando again usando la isla como para los visuales, espectacular, dándole esa visibilidad a Puerto Rico. Me encantó él como actor en el video, brutal.
Yeah.
El tipo es otra cosa.
And you know what? I was watching and I was telling Josie, I kept waiting for like the camera to pan to a woman, to a right? Because clearly it's a love song of him being like, damn, like, you know, you think you all that, but you're going to get old and, you know, eventually you're going to, like, regret it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in our deep bag. So let me stretch now because we about to reach.
Listen.
Okay, we about to reach with our thoughts.
Listen.
What
Porque
if...
Es lo que hacemos.
Right, right. What if the song isn't about a girl but the island? What if the whole entire visual of him dancing and trying to kiss and think about it was, you're gonna regret not loving what you have, right? Like your culture, like your environment, environmental things. Because one of the lines he's like, you know, one day you're gonna look back and nobody's gonna applaud when you land, right? And that's something that we do. We clap when we land.
Yep.
Because baby, especially now with these airplanes, we definitely thanking all of the gods, all of his super friends, Big Chanclas in company. We got here safely. So that is something that I hope doesn't get lost because I look forward to clapping when we land.
Yes.
But, you know, it's those little indicators. So I was thinking about it and I was like, Diablo, quizá que he's on a date, you know, metaphorically con la isla. And it's like...
O con el pueblo.
Con el pueblo. And then being like, hey, I love you. And I don't feel that this is... coming back to me,
that
and
you're fighting back.
Right, or when you give me these things, I get damn, I get your lies.
It's like, imagínate que, exacto, que sea eso, que él está en un day tratando de decirle al pueblo,
convencerlo, like,
convencerlo de que mira, yo te amo.
Because
yo,
if you think about,
amamos esto.
If you think about Pitorro de Coco, right, cuando él está en, like, the little, like, colmado, hay un letrero que dice, Porico, yo te espero aquí.
Yeah.
Right? And if that's not a continuation from el club, where you see the jíbaros digging up or, like, putting the culture away, because you see the jíbaros sin cara.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, porque perdiendo.
Lo estamos perdiendo. And if you're thinking about these things not as, like, individuals, but as a
like
continuation
a
of the story, he could be singing about the island and be, or el pueblo, como tú dices, like yo, wake up, like, you know what I mean, like you're not high.
Because
shit,
una de las cosas que más me llamó la atención después que, you know, tuve que verlo dos veces, porque cuando Wilma me dice, pero y si yo no estaba esperando una mujer, lo más probable era, you know, he was talking about the island. I was like, damn, Wilma, let me go back. So
we did,
and you know, algo que me llamó la atención fue, okay, you know, when he's like on the phone.
Yeah, the paid phone.
The paid phone, that is from a company that it was a Puerto Rican company.
Mm-hmm.
La compañía telefónica, se llamaba La Telefónica. Y era una compañía que daba el servicio de teléfono en Puerto Rico.
Right. It was a Puerto Rican owned company.
Yep. Y el letrero que dice out of service. Lo dice en inglés.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Lo dice en inglés.
Yeah. And it's not translated.
No.
Boom. Drop the clues bomb. Drop the clues bomb on that thought. Because we're not dropping our mics because they almost died already. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And then even when he's at the end of the song, when he's speaking, you know, talking about something, you know, I have fell in love 515 times. If it's you, I'll fall in love 516. I looked at it as like, that's how many chances you give your country, that's how many chances you'll give your culture to stand up like that. That could be, you know, of love between you and another person, but like when I'm thinking about this project, it's like, and I'm a keep doing this because I like to be in love.
Exactly.
Right. I'm a keep giving you chances because you have something worthy of being in love with.
Damn. Ay, Dios mío, se me paran los pelos, pero yo siempre, es que tiene mucha lógica en el sentido de que, como dice, es
mire,
esa
San Benito, when you're done playing dominoes in Rincón, give us a call.
Please do.
Because we will love to chat.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm manifesting for this part one day. That, you know, we're going to find each other.
Okay.
Amiguito.
Yeah.
If Judith can do it and manifest this, so can us. Shout out to you. She's so cute, by the way.
She is. Y ella le, you know, ella se toma las letras de las canciones tan, you know, al corazón. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Y eso es lo que yo creo que lo más que me ha llenado de este proyecto de Benito es eso. Yeah. ¿Verdad? Es que te está hablando a través de algo que conecta la cultura, que es la música.
Y que tiene doble sentido, ¿verdad?
Tiene doble sentido.
Because even Turista. Sí. It's like, yes, I can be talking about a girl, but he even said it. Like, I was driving around, I'm seeing tourists, having a good time, and I'm sad. And uh-huh. I'm just like, y'all are going to enjoy this time and go home. Uh-huh. And I'm going to stay with this sadness about my culture and my island. Yep. So again, give it another listen, give it another eye. Uh-huh. Because it's very different from the last visual, yeah. right? And in yeah.
Porque una de las cosas que también me llama la atención es when he's in el río con una computadora.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that como que no caía, ¿verdad? Okay. Like,
pero es que I mean, no sé, estoy aquí analizando como
listen, we're reaching. We already did our stretch.
Como todo el mundo hace, como las conspiraciones, mm-hmm. pero a mí no me gustan las conspiraciones, a mí me gusta más buscarle si en realidad tiene el sentido.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what we do here.
Yeah, like, we're not trying to throw out the conspiracies, no, but no. we also would like to dig a little deeper because yeah. I think that in his like artistic expression,
exactly.
there is that. And what you think? It's like a forced moderization? Sí. Like,
sí. Y ahí es donde le iba a llevar. Puede ser que como que, like, o, tú sabes como todo el mundo habla a través de la computadora
mm-hmm.
y se queja de todo a través de la computadora, pero no hace nada.
Yeah.
¿Sabes lo que yo voy a hacer?
Diga.
Yo voy a poner como, qué sé yo, este... I can be an engineer, you said?
Yeah, yeah, you're our sound engineer.
Yo, like, esta cosa, quien hace podcast, te lo voy a decir desde ahora.
It's
yo,
not easy.
Yo te admiro con la vida.
It
because
is not easy.
This is not for the weak. Y que esto que no, esto no es audio. Mm-hmm. Es que diga audio. It is audio.
It is audio. No es video también.
Huelma tu putita con este café. Porque esta es mi segunda taza. Y yo estoy aquí.
I promise. It's just love. Bustelo.
Es
sugar and canela.
Bustelo.
I know. Listen, this is what we had.
Pero no, deja estar anunciando gente.
Oh,
que
I'm sorry. My bad. You're right. It is coffee in a yellow packet. I know I keep name dropping people who don't pay us. my bad.
Mira, no.
Es que me siento tan cómoda. It's not like even we're recording, so I just be saying stuff.
Es que así
that's
es.
How it should be
así
until
es.
We get in trouble.
You know what I mean? Tú sabes. Pero Wilma, ven
diga,
acá.
Yo, I'm here.
You're literally right next to
me. Right next to you.
pero vamos a hacer un check-in que lo que está pasando.
Oh, chao. My hair.
Fucking R.
Yo, my hair hurt. Let me tell you about this governor.
¿Quién?
Jennifer.
Mentirosa. No sea embustera.
She is doing everything but her job. So much so. Homegirl got a podcast with her husband.
No, we're not going with a podcast.
First of all, isn't that like illegal? Like, isn't a government official not supposed to have like a side hustle? Like, your main hustle is supposed to be like what you're supposed to do for the people.
Listen, everything is possible.
Oh my God,
haven't you seen the news of Puerto Rico? Everything is possible in the politics.
So she has this podcast that's called Todos Menos La Política, or Everything Todo But Politics, which is like you have a whole ass job.
Pero espérate,
to do.
What is the tradúcelo?
I did. I said
oh,
everything
did?
But politics.
Girl,
put the coffee down. So. I during the pre-pod conversation, I was telling Josie, I was like, you know, that's something usually a politician does, like once they're out of office, they retire.
Or before,
like, right?
Right.
Or especially something that generates income.
Right. Yeah.
That, you know, they usually do that because, you know, your presidents, your governors, your senators, once they're out of office, they'll write a book, they'll go on book tour, mm-hmm. they do their interviews. But her and her husband is on this pod, and the clips that have been all around socials give me the heebie fucking jeebies, okay? Because gross. Fucking gross. So, like I said, the title of the pod is Everything But Politics, which is wild because you're literally currently in a role that is super political. You have a job to do, ho. Clock in. Clock in, for the love of God. Your country fucking needs you.
Pero ven acá. No, espérate. Porque aquí, yo vi el podcast, yo dije, okay.
Yeah, shout out to you, Josie, because I could not.
I, It was I was like, I could do it. It was bad.
Because there's like this overt sexual tone between her and her husband, right?
Like, yeah, yeah. So they're talking about like it. She opens up saying like, "I want you guys to know more about the man that I fell in love with."
But just like that, very sensual.
Very sexual, like sensualized. Mm-hmm.
Sensual.
Sexualizado.
Enamorada estaba. Enchulada, in her words. Which I told y'all I was enchulada by my husband, and I left it there, and I kept talking about other things.
Because there are things that you keep private, okay?
Okay, to yourself.
Yes, please. Not like lengua. Listen. So the whole podcast is her talking about her husband. Mm-hmm, her husband is the guest.
Mm-hmm. Or the co-host. The co-host, right?
Ella dijo que era su primer guest.
Oh, okay, okay.
De su podcast. Porque no es el primer episode.
Oh, okay, okay.
Before she was elected, she did a couple, I think.
Gotcha.
But this one, it was just her first guest in the pod. And it was so connected to her, you know.
Her little corazoncito.
But, you know, era, es que se sintió el podcast como que era todo para resaltar a su esposo, yeah,
like put him, like put him on a pedestal type of thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, it was weird.
It felt like we got pulled into a private group chat that we didn't ask. You know when like WhatsApp,
you know when WhatsApp
like pulls you in.
Como el de Ricky Rosselló.
Yes, yes.
You know, metieron en el chat,
and they put us in the chat, and we did not ask to be here.
Right.
And now that we're here, we don't want to be here.
Okay.
But we're listening and we're grossed out. And I don't want to tell us that we're grossed out because of she's a woman or how she looks at. But it's like, I don't want this life from my politicians. Mm-hmm. Especially when the island has so much need. I don't want your forced...
De todo menos política.
No. Your forced capability to be human, to be charismatic, to have a personality. Like, because it feels super forced.
Pero espérate. Porque si tú eres gobernadora, y, I mean, it could be what they have, lo que nos ha enseñado toda la vida, es que el político es recto, líder, right? Y siempre en un tono serio.
Yeah.
Right? And I think como que no fue como un presidente o dos que hicieron, que tenían como un programa semanal in the past. Mm-hmm. It was a Reagan's? One of them had a, and sorry, I fact checked myself on this. Pero había un gobernador que él hacía un programa. Pero hablaba de las cosas que estaban pasando.
Yeah, because I think there's a Californian governor, Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, he has one. But we're also not in his... Like, there's not none of that weird sexual overtone the way this pod is. Mm-hmm. And I say this because there's too much serious shit going on the island that we don't have time for your inside jokes.
Pues eso es para esconder lo que está pasando.
Yeah, to not put...
There's too much going on. It's the same... Like, so the episode drops the same week that they're trying to nominate, or assign.
Because they don't...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're ahora mismo están en vista pública. Para el nombramiento de la Secretaria de Estado.
Right, so Secretary of State.
Yes, que sería la gobernadora interina.
Which she brings with a lot of controversy as well.
She does. And I
talk about it, Miss, I don't pay my taxes. Allegedly. We don't want to get sued.
Mira. Es que eso fue lo más, eso es lo que ellos quieren que nosotros veamos, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. De que ella no pagó, so... Just to give a little bit of context, para los que no saben lo que está pasando.
Yep, a little bit of context, for sure.
Puerto Rico, they're trying to nominate la Secretaria de Estado. So this person will be the one that will represent the island, and cuando la gobernadora cannot go to these events, or que la gobernadora no está presente.
Like a second in command.
Yes, like second in command. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Pero homegirl
is out her damn mind.
Let me tell you.
Because the way Eliza was putting that pressure on her. You saw that clip? Yo. So he's like, so basically you don't know. Okay, cool.
So you needed un asesor.
Right.
Right.
So you need asking her like a specific like amount of dang.
It was like cantidad de dinero que tiene el departamento. Yeah. So the amount of money that the department has that she will represent.
That she's going to be in charge of.
She's going to be in charge of. Yep.
She couldn't answer. She needed help from the assessor, and he's like, so basically, you don't know.
You don't know. You
in need conclusion. Help. You don't know.
Right. But one of the big things is that homegirl hasn't paid her taxes for 3 years.
At all.
But she got a refund.
Jesus.
Because she did them after the
Germany
election.
Fucking the election cricket, happened. Puerto Rico, like.
She did it. And she did. She asked for an extension because she couldn't do her taxes for 3 years. First, she said that she gave it to a...
like a CPA,
a CPA, mm-hmm. To do it, and she thought they were done, and he didn't do them.
How then, did you get a confirmation? Yo soy yo una regular Joe Schmo citizen. Voy a hacer mi taxes, and guess what? I get a freaking confirmation of lately. I owe. Fuck you, Uncle Sam. Lately, I owe. listen, because I work too damn hard to be owing people because I don't got freaking dependents. But that's another show. You know, you get this whole summation of everything, you know, where everything went. Y te dice si lo que te va a regresar para atrás o lo que tú debes. How do you not have that confirmation? Like, you're fucking kidding me.
She was working 5 jobs at the same time.
That's so cute. Guess
what? 5 full times. How? A mí no me da pa uno. ¿Cómo ya? Because
she wasn't doing them.
Exactly.
She wasn't doing them.
Homegirl was getting paid so much money. And these 5 jobs that supposedly she was working, full time.
Like employee or like a consultant?
A consultant.
Okay.
But like in big.
Big. In business.
Yeah. So even like one, if what I was reading, one of them, she was, ella estaba... asesorando, like she was a consultant in this project in con el departamento el estado el departamento federal de los Estados Unidos. So ella estaba haciendo, era parte de un proyecto. I'm sorry that I don't have the correct info, but I owe you guys that.
It's the coffee. It's messing up with her brain,
yo,
bro.
Yo, es el que Wilma le echó algo esto.
She got a sugar rush.
No, pero like decía como ella estaba trabajando con una compañía y después estaba trabajando con otro proyecto del gobierno que de alguna manera u otra ellos estaban intercalados.
Okay, like, so she was technically working.
It was a conflict of interest.
Yeah, she was working on several projects that conflicted with each other, allegedly, but she was still getting this work done.
Correct.
Okay.
And she was getting paid for 5 full-time jobs, pero
at once. Meanwhile, you can't even have in some places multiple jobs without like telling your main job that you got a second job.
Bizarre.
Words.
Bizarre.
But back to this weird podcast. So, you know.
Pero eso para donde era para ir que te quería llevar. Sorry. Uh-huh. Era que como está pasando todo el heat con
with that what's nomination.
With that nomination, I think her Jennifer's team used this strategy how they have been doing with everything that there every time that there's a heat happening that she cannot come out and say like, hey, this was happening or whatever, take accountability of any. What she does, she, you know, uses her tries to humanize herself in a way. Is someone saying that right? For people to forget, because lo más importante,
well, it's not fucking working.
It is in a way, because right now everybody's talking about this podcast.
They're talking about the nonsense, but it's not working in that way because it's still negative press, right? Because we have other folks who follow the politics, you know, that we listen to, like the Jay Fonsecas of the world, that are like, yo, this is a mess, right?
Is,
and still brings it back to the main point. Like, Puerto Rico still has blackouts.
Absolutely.
Puerto Rico still has multi-million deficits in infrastructures that we need many, many monies. You have a job to do. Stop fucking playing.
Yep.
And that's what I saw. Like, there was a one clip where, like, her husband's talking about his favorite food is tongue, but then he says it in like a sensual way, and they're like both like lengua, and it's like yuck.
It was just, you know, they were making reference of like their favorite food,
how they met,
how he's very into like the agricultura, but like using it in a
There was a sexual overtone.
Yes, it was like, oh, tú te gusta sembrar. It almost like like how she said it, I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was just all weird. Y para ser ella la gobernadora, I felt like it was out of place.
Yeah, because, like, again, I want my politicians to have personality.
Absolutely,
yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
But then you know what I want them to do? Their fucking job.
Yeah.
For anything, I want them to do the fucking job.
I mean, si tú eres la gobernadora y tú vas a hacer un podcast, todo el mundo...
Are
te va a preguntar
you on a politic level.
Claro, quiere saber, oh, ¿qué está pasando con Luma? Mm-hmm. ¿Qué está pasando con Genera PR? Mm-hmm. ¿Qué está pasando con los nombramientos que están pasando? ¿Qué está pasando? ¿Cuál es el plan para que los apagones sean menos?
Right, so there's like all these questions about what about the blackouts? What about the energy company Luma? Mm-hmm. What about all of these, like I said, like all about this funding that we're needing, all this additional infrastructure? You know, this podcast could have waited until you were done. With your governance, because it's such a disrespect to mm-hmm. those who are on the island who are in need of so many things, and you're playing around. Mm-hmm. And it's this, what we've said before, this lack of empathy,
yes,
this lack of good human, just general as a person, mm-hmm. of being like, I am in charge, I have a responsibility and a duty. Because essentially, somebody voted you in.
Yep, exactly.
We had a choice back in 2024. This is the choice allegedly that was made. This is what we have. Mm-hmm. Do the fucking job.
Yep.
But there's this just blatant lack of respect. And while you're doing this, there are people who are going to be impacted so severely. And mm-hmm. are impacted so severely.
Yep.
Because like I said before, like our last pod, there was blackouts. And like just taking it from, think if you had life-saving surgery that mm-hmm. day that had to, like, you know, be rescheduled.
Think, que vive como, por ejemplo, la señora que necesitó ir a un supermercado.
Yeah, the young lady who needed to go to the supermarket just to plug in her life-saving air machine, right? Or think about folks who are diabetic and needed their insulin refrigerated and they didn't have that capability. There's folks who's like, oh, well, you know, people should be able to afford generators already on the island because they know what this is. That's not the fucking point.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said last episode, these things are not a privilege. They're fucking right.
They are rights.
And, and you should not be living in fear every mm-hmm. day if the electricity is going to fucking go out.
Yep.
And the company that's behind this should be able to rectify the issue in good timing mm-hmm. and give you good information. I live in Philadelphia. Have I had blackouts before in my area? Absolutely. Especially after a really bad, like, thunderstorm.
Absolutely.
Pico, real quick. Hey, girl. Yeah. So your power's off, but it should be back in an hour.
Correct.
Love you much. Mm-hmm. Peace out.
Yep.
Right? And guess what? In an hour, my electricity is back on. And granted, yes, I know that I'm comparing apples to oranges because this is a different structure country, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there should be some level of...
Con la cantidad de dinero que Puerto Rico recibe.
Yep.
O que recibía. Mm. Porque mira...
We don't know where the money going. Where the money reside.
The amount of millions of dollars that they're, right now freezing for education.
Mm-hmm.
For the electricity of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There is a lot of millions that are being frozen.
Yeah.
Por el gobierno federal. So, ahora sí que esto se va a poner malo.
For sure. So, that was this week's...
Pero espérate. Porque es que yo quería tener un poquito de diversión.
Do you have the Jay Fonseca clip?
I think I do.
Because he did such a great job.
He did.
Of being like, what the fuck is this?
Yep. He sure did. Let me see if I have it up. I think I do. Oh, I think I took it out.
No.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to put it up so that way you guys can... hear a little bit what Jay Fonseca. He is a lawyer and podcaster and él es como un él hace mucho segmentos o información o contenido es la palabra que estaba buscando
like content.
Yeah, sobre política en Puerto Rico y he has been on con Jennifer desde el principio, desde que ella fue.
Because she won't give him an interview, right?
No.
She won't give him an interview.
Girl,
because she doesn't want to be accountable.
Yeah,
she doesn't know how to finagle that because there are certain people who, like, you know, the morning show that's gonna, you know, vacilar and ha-ha kiki with her.
Yep.
Because they have to keep it late,
right?
Well, they don't have to, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that he's gonna be like, so, your job, horrible. F. Your first 100 days, whack.
Yep.
Your stance, whack. Your dress, whack.
I think he would say, it was like, okay, so ¿qué está pasando con fulano? ¿Qué está pasando con esto? ¿Qué está pasando
con esto? ¿Qué está pasando? In the way that, like, I remember seeing a clip with an actual interview when her her parents were under scrutiny because they wanted to take out the mangroves from the shoreline.
Oh, okay.
And she was getting, like, really annoyed of that line of questioning. Yep. And it's like, she has every right to ask you that.
Absolutely.
Every right. This is public information. Yep. It's not like she digged up something private.
Es que, ¿tú sabes lo que a mí me da más rabia? Es que esta gente quiere estar en estas posiciones públicas. Yep,
very public positions they want to be in.
Because son bien públicas. Y quieren hacerse millonario a cuesta del pueblo.
Yeah, they're making money, millions off of the public. And then also, they want to be in a public position, but want to have other things private. And it's like, you don't get to do that.
Correct.
You don't get to do that.
Between that y, you know, y usando los derechos a su favor, como dice, ¿verdad? Y que no es como que las reglas no le caen a ellos.
Yeah, like the rules don't apply to them.
Right, and it's like, yes, it does. You know
especially
what I mean?
You. Especially yes, you.
Absolutely.
Jail is where you belong.
Listen.
And also, do you see how we were able to critique her without talking about her weight?
No.
Without talking about how she looks?
Yeah.
I want other folks to recognize that she's doing a horrible, piss poor job.
Hay mucho contenido ahí.
There's so much content there that she, and this is not me defending her. Mm-hmm. Because there is a woman at the end of this situation.
And I think, you know, she gets a lot of heat. And I'm going to say this. Because she gets a lot of heat because she's a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, when she went on vacation, everybody's like, oh, like, well, she went on vacation, blah, blah, blah. I was like, other governors did the same crap that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys didn't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because she is a woman, now you're criticizing that
I
part.
Mean, Trump's first presidency, he was always golfing.
Hello.
Always golfing.
¿Y quién dijo algo?
Nobody. Exacto. I wish we would go back to golfing instead of fucking up the country, but but no, I just want people to know that there's more content that she's doing that can be used with all the horrible shit.
I mean, you need a podcast.
Right, without you attacking what she looks like, because we lose the plot when we're sitting here just talking about what she looks like. It gets nasty and it's unnecessary. So 100%. Roll the clip.
Yes. So this is Jay Fonseca. Don't want to play the
commercials.
Yeah, because we're not getting paid
for none of them. Even though I do need to go to that store.
All right, let me hit so you guys can hear a little bit of what's going on here.
Yuck.
Ahora te habla de todos menos política y sus intimidades. No fiscaliza a Genera, la empresa que hace 2 años se supone que hubiera arreglado a la Central San Juan, Aguirre, Palo Seco y Costa Sur, que hubiera puesto baterías de resguardo para evitar apagones de relevos de carga y hubiera cambiado las speakers para asegurarnos de que en caso de apagón el sistema se arreglara más rápido. Pero mejor seguir hablando de otras cosas. Lengua.
¡Me gusta la lengua!
¡That's nasty!
Mientras te hablan de lengua, la lengua de Donald Trump nos acaba de congelar 365 millones de dólares de fondos que eran para energía y 400 millones de fondos que eran para educación.
That's so much money. 4
millones que eran para el pago de enfermeras. Pero mejor hablemos de lengua.
¡Yuck!
Ahora que tengo tu atención, ¿podemos nosotros obligar a que le presten la atención a ellos a las cosas verdaderamente importantes? Porque si no, nos seguirán hablando de todo, menos de política.
Diablo. Well said, Jay. Well said.
Well said. Y para la gente que no sabe, Jay Fonseca... él es, I don't want to call him an influencer because he is un comunicador de Puerto Rico, que todo su contenido es acorde a, mayoría de su contenido es en relación a lo que está pasando en la isla con la política.
Yeah,
he is a lawyer. He knows very well a lot of the laws in
Puerto Rico. The legal issues.
The legal issues and legal terms. So él tiene un buen contenido. So para la gente que le gusta escuchar un poquito más.
And he's pretty fair. He's pretty fair. There are some others that kind of like flip-flop in a mm-hmm. way, but he's pretty fair in his assessing of what's going on mm-hmm. And does a really good job, like you said, because he has that legal background, that critical thinking yeah. aspect. Yeah. He's able to talk about these things in a way of being like, hey, this is why this is illegal.
Yep.
This is why this is affects these things. So mm-hmm. definitely give him a shout if you, I mean, excuse me, give him a listen if you haven't already done yes. so. Pero, you know what, Josie? This lady's podcast is called Everything But Politics in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
So, what would you name her pod if you were asked? Is you giggling for me?
Because this is fun. Like, I wanted to get, like, the funny. Like, it's so funny. It's so yeah. funny. Like, yo quisiera hacer esto como un juego.
Yes, okay.
So you know, let's do it. Let's do it, right? Yo le llamaría de todo menos explicar a Luma.
Oh, damn. Her podcast would be called Todo Menos La Junta.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If we were to name her pod, it would be
Todo Menos Responder por los Apagones.
Or the last one, Todo Menos Prometer Otra Cosa.
Because
she's always promising some shit she's not doing.
Yep.
Oh my God.
So, queremos escuchar cuál título tú le pondrías al podcast de la Gobi.
Right, right. If you okay. were able to.
Porque de todo menos política, como que no. Necesitamos más.
Yes, yes.
Necesitamos más. So, déjanos saber qué nombre le pondrían al podcast de la gobernadora.
For sure. For
Pero,
sure.
you know, la realidad es que, tú sabes, tú no te puedes esconder a través de temas que son más familiares o más personales para no hablar de lo que realmente es importante para el pueblo quien te eligió para estar en esa posición. El pueblo se merece que su gobernadora le conteste las preguntas que ellos quieren hacer.
Absolutely.
Quieren que ella tenga las contestaciones a todo lo que está pasando en la isla.
Do your job.
Absolutely.
It's all we want from you is Absolutely. Do your job.
This Porque weird, la gente no quiere saber sobre su familia.
This weird personality parade that you're on, like, it's backfiring. Like,
yes.
yeah, we're talking about it, but at the end of what we're talking about is you have a fucking job to
mm-hmm,
do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Pero, como
Y seguimos.
Pero si eso no es todo lo que nosotros queríamos hablar, porque si hay algo que nosotros hemos aprendido.
Yes, ma'am.
En este podcast es a educarnos sobre los temas que están pasando, ¿verdad? Y uno de los temas que más me llamó la atención, y Wilma, you shared a very good video.
Yes, I did.
Called, I'm going to look at the name
es
of the...
Es ¿Por qué Estados Unidos controla la comida
mm-hmm. de
hacia, porque que llega a Puerto Rico?
Sí. Y fue tan interesante ese video que tú me enviaste y porque tú sabes lo que es que
and
esto yo no lo sabía.
And it's by AJ Plus Español. So we want to sí. give the creators their yes. Their due.
The shout out. Absolutely.
Yes, please look it up. It's like 20 minutes.
It's like no, actually like 13 minutes.
It's yeah, so it's short. Really really
yeah, very good, very good. To the point. Tú sabes, y algo que me like it got my attention is that yo no sabía que en Puerto Rico el 85% de la comida que come la gente en Puerto Rico is imported.
Yes, yes, and that's through the Jones Act.
Wild.
But the video definitely talks about all of the food that comes into Puerto Rico, but it did a very deep dive to mm-hmm. Puerto Rico's other island, Vieques.
Sí.
And how they discussed that one of the quotes that they said was, we get the scraps of what is sent to the main island of Puerto Rico, and that's what we just do. And so the main push of the video, from what I saw, was not just to educate on, like, how food gets to our country, mm-hmm. but the revolution in agriculture yeah. on the island, yeah. Because these folks, again, super resilient
uh-huh.
in cosechando and making sure that they're harvesting things that they utilize mm-hmm. Themselves and the food that is true to them, to their island. She was making this banging ass mofongo. I was my mouth watered as I was watching.
Yeah.
But basically discussing, like, they want to ensure that they're using at one point 100% of what they grow there in the island.
Porque algo que me llamó mucho del video fue, y es un quote que dice, la muchacha que hace el video, the host of the video, ella dice, el que controla la comida, controla todo.
Yep, he who controls the food, controls everything. Mm-hmm. Real life Hunger Games out this bitch.
You know, y fue bien interesante porque para mí fue like, yo, esto te abrió los ojos a cómo el coño, you know, the
colonizing is.
It's so like embedded.
Yeah. You know? One of the big things and another big takeaway.
I'm sorry to say it, but it's something so basic. Yes. As food.
A necessity. Again.
A necessity.
Not a privilege, a fucking right.
Yes.
So they did an example of what it, the impact of the Jones Act is, right? Mm-hmm. So they took yuca, and it gets imported from Nicaragua. But because of the Jones Act, it can't come directly to Puerto Rico. So it stops in Florida. Then from Florida, it goes to the main island. And then from the main island, it goes all the way over to Vieques. But another aspect of just, oh my gosh, it just gets me. So they're getting this fruit, this root vegetable, excuse me. And they're getting it when it's not fully ripe. So guess what they're spraying? They're spraying chemicals on it to ripen it. So we don't, that ingestment and what it does. Mind you, Vieques was already an island that the country, our country, this one, bombed because there was a base there.
Yes.
And because of that, islanders on Vieques are at 20% higher rate to get cancer than anywhere else because of the radiation that was left, napalm and all of those things. It just really tears my heart and soul of like, just me da una frustración because I'm also reading currently. For those who don't follow me already, Wednesdays con Wilma L.
Yes.
We do weekly book reviews.
By the way, she dropped her Debí Tirar Más Fotos. I'm serious.
Yes. Okay. And so I'm reading War Against All Puerto Ricans, and that discussion of what we have endured since U.S. colonial rule really, really frustrated me even more as I'm planning, like, this documentary together with all that information, right? The things that they did to Pedro Albizu Campos.
Oh, wow.
He was definitely tortured and radiation was used on him. To La Operación of women being sterilized on the island, right? So it's, like, this constant, like, fucking with us.
Yeah.
And then now to, like we said, something so basic of a right, like food. Food access is such a right. And I've said this before in other episodes. This shit is by design, right?
Yeah.
The fact that we have to trickle down our alimentos throughout the island this way is no different than the food deserts and food swamps in Camden, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Chicago, right? That you can't even go and get fresh produce, right? You just have these bodeguitas that pop up and get these things. Like, this shit is by design. And it really hurt my heart that they're going through this. And I am proud of the resilience. But, coño, how fucking tired is it that we always have to find the light and figure this shit out? Like, these people who are elected, which I think also frustrates me, Lola Jennifer, is like, yo, there's people who are literally fighting for scraps of food.
Literally.
Purchasing gallons of milk at $11. You dismantle the agriculture in Puerto Rico with the coffee and the sugar.
That's what I want to say. I was like, you know, Puerto Rico was like
booming.
Era una isla agrícola. Like everything. Like piña, caña, café, like, we had it all, you know? Y el hecho de que cuando, you know, la gente dice, la gente puede decir como, ah, pero, you know,
you have to be modern.
Yeah, or, not even that. I was going to go like, oh, pues te dieron derecho de ser un ciudadano americano. Y dice, a costa de...
Right, to what cost? To what cost? Because that was like a there, a good pat on the head while they extracted everything. I mean, even the first fucking governor of Puerto Rico saw that he could be richer if he opened up the fucking sugar company, Domino, which we do not fucking use. Es Dulce Caña over here.
No, el hecho de que como nos desconectaron de la tierra.
Not only that, when they first came in, they were paying Puerto Ricans way less than when Spain colonized them, right? So much so on purpose. And so there's different acts that came through before the Jones Act, that folks are like, okay, this is getting out of hand. Yeah. Like, let's be a little fair. Yeah. When your own colonizer is like, hey, let's be a little bit more fair. That's wild.
Yep.
But please give this documentary a visual. It's so necessary.
Yeah. You know, what got me, like, cuando yo estaba estudiando un poquito sobre esto, y, you know, una de las cosas que me llamó más la atención era como ver como Puerto Rico era 45% agrícola.
Wow.
Like, that's a big percentage, okay?
Right. 45% of agriculture, right?
Yes. Right now, it's 2%.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
Not only that, but Puerto Rico imports 85% of their food.
Yeah.
85.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. You know what? But, like, lo que a mí más que me dolió fue que era, you know, ellos crearon, y estudiando un poquito más, fue la operación Manos a la Obra. So, era un proyecto que lo que hacía era, y creo que fue durante los años 40 también,
uh-huh.
Que era el plan de hacerlo más, you know, más modern, right?
Right, right?
So, el plan era traer fábricas para que la gente viviera del campo, se mudara a la ciudad para que trabajaran estos
trabajos. This industrial revolution, right? Yes. You're going to bring, like, warehouses and
yes.
Like I said, modernizing mm-hmm. the island
exactly.
Because of so much.
Yep.
But not just that, but when Puerto Rico was under U.S. rule, they took out their money.
Mm-hmm.
And so overnight, their dollar went to 60% of value.
Yep.
And so what happened? As a farmer, you now don't have the money. And mm-hmm. so after that, after I believe in 1898... I want to say a year later, most farmers defaulted on their loans
yeah.
and lost their farming.
Yeah,
and that's how these folks came yeah. in and swooped in mm-hmm. and took their land, right? So, again, by design, on purpose. A colonizer doesn't just come in and just start shooting at you and saying, I'm taking everything. There is a systematic approach of taking folks off of their main island, right? It's so evil.
Yeah.
And then they produce these history books that says we were savages.
Yeah.
And the reason why they were able to take over is because, you know, they just had power. No, people were dying of your stinky, smelly bodies because y'all were smelly and awful. And y'all came here with diseases. So y'all killed off a lot of our natives just off your germs. Because
mm-hmm.
science shows us when two entities enter each other who are not used to their germs, one is going to overpower the other. So yeah. it wasn't like you came in here and was like, we're going to take charge. No, your yeah. dusty ass came here and gave us your germs.
It's insane. It's insane. Tú sabes. Y, una de las cosas que más me dolió del... Tú sabes que me sentí bien. I did a reflection mm-hmm. of the video. You know, I think I was talking with Joey and I was like, you know, learning about this me hizo entender... ¿Cómo yo me crié?
Mm, so learning about this gave you more context to your childhood.
Yeah.
How so?
Because, you know, a mí, you know, mis abuelos sí, de parte de papá, tienen una finca, pero...
But they have a significant amount of land.
And they have, you know, gallina, y tienen, you know, different...
Chickens and different animals.
Sí, y viven de lo que sembran, ¿verdad? Pero... De la otra parte, nos criamos más de ciudad.
Mm, so more city.
Yeah. So it was a very, like, era una balanza de ver cómo cuando tú vives en la isla, te venden el sueño americano en mm-hmm, el sentido mm-hmm. de que empiezas a ver hasta la comida diferente.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Kind of like demonizing
yeah.
it. So, like, I'm glad that you brought that up. Because the book that I'm one of the other books that I'm reading is The Anti-Latina Diet
uh-huh.
by shout out Dalina. And she talks about like how our foods get demonized, our cultural mm-hmm. foods, right? So much so that like white rice is like, don't,
right.
you know, carbs, things like that, or
yeah.
not even recognizing that sofrito is a vegetable because
right.
it's a puree
yes.
of vegetables.
Yeah.
Or, you know, things, root vegetables like la yuca, malanga, I'm getting hungry, guineos, all those things, right? They're giving demonized, but potatoes and, you
yeah.
know, cauliflower
mm-hmm.
or now when things get popular, like avocados,
yeah.
Which we've been on avocado.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma used to have a tree in the backyard.
My grandma too.
Used to shake them.
Yes.
Mommy just made some totones de pana for Easter Sunday, girl. The one that I could eat, it was great. But like I was saying, like, you know, there's this demonizing of food. Mm-hmm. Or when we eat them, like tacos, it's like on a cheat day. I believe this is also information that I was getting from Dalina. She's on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It was this, like, these foods are not inherently bad, and you don't just have to eat them on a cheat day, right? And then I was also reading on the war against Puerto Ricans, this when the U.S. came, like, you know, the gag orders of not listening to patriotic songs or La Borinquena or raising flags, people went to jail, like, you know. Yeah. There was also the introduction of the food pyramid, and what wasn't on there are foods.
Exactly.
Right? Foods that the author pointed out when the teacher was telling the children, they were like, this food don't grow here. Mm-hmm. Right? They're talking about dates and like all this other stuff. And he says about a historical account where the teacher is unrolling this and the students like, Missy, like, that's not on this country. Yeah. Like, what are you telling us about this is what's healthy? Because... And think about it, like, my mom remembers eating at school because she went in the earlier part. So her school time was from morning to afternoon, and then she would leave, and then the other kids would come. Yeah. And she would, she would be listening for the speaker announcement of what was given that day. And she would be, like, so happy when they would say, like, fried chicken or something like that. But she said they ate really well. Yes, you know, there was rice. There was all these things. The only thing she didn't like was during her time, like, the milk was, like, powdered.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like that. That always, like, gave her, like, the icks. But she, you know, again, we talked about how my family lived in absolute poverty before they came here. Yeah. And so, like, something like free school lunch and how important that alimento was and what she would eat. And we were having this conversation not too long ago because I was explaining to her that how our lunch was very different. Mm-hmm. It was disgusting. Like, our school lunch was gross. Like, prisoners probably ate better than us.
Pero de nosotros era... Like, it was heavy. It was a heavy lunch for students.
Because y'all go back and y'all going to work somewhere.
Yes.
You got shoes to sell.
Yes. Because, you know, mucho nosotros era arroz, habichuela, like, you know, any type of meat.
But think about the island life, right? Like, that's a heavier meal because you're eating lighter for your dinner.
Yep.
And that's what you need, right, to sustain yourself.
Yeah.
But all in all, like you were saying, like, this demonization, that's also part of your culture, right?
Yes.
They came in and they also said, you now speak English. Mm-hmm. So much so that as I'm reading, most of these kids who were getting bad grades, not because they're not smart, because they're being forced to learn in a language that's not theirs, they dropped out. And guess where they went? They went to work.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. They went to work. I've heard countless stories of my own family being like, they went to go pick fruit.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, because you got to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
All in all, and also was really dope to see in the documentary folks that are also from Comedores Sociales. Mm-hmm. They were also part of it. I saw them wearing the shirts. So shout out to them again on this pod. Mm-hmm. Please visit their socials. Yes, they're doing amazing work on the island. But all in all, these cultural indicators, I wanted to talk to you about on the island. Did you want to eat more Americanized food? Was that, like, more of a push? Because there's a lot of fast foods there, too.
I mean, there's a lot, right? But I even think about, like, when I was reading, I was like, ¿tú sabes qué? Like, wow, esto me hizo pensar a cuando yo me estaba criando. Like, yeah, we had our very Puerto Rican food. Mm-hmm. Pero, like, even, okay, yendo a la escuela, a Hi-C, that's a soda.
Right,
like a frozen soda.
Yeah, super sugary.
Yeah, and then you have a empanadilla, the pizza. You know what
that's
I mean?
Not our normal, but yeah.
Right. So, but it was.
But a combination. It's so good.
It was like that was the combination para.
Como los dos de las dos.
Right, pero tú sabes, tú preferías comerte un burger. A comerte comida puertorriqueña because that's what you were eating every day, right?
You don't appreciate what's there.
Exactly, But that was what was, lo más que tú veías era, not glorifying, but kind of, ese tipo de comida.
Same here. So, like, I expressed to you, like, you know, mami cocinaba cada día fresh, right? So, es un arroz, whether it's arroz mezclado, yeah, arroz blanco, yeah, yeah, una carne. And I used to be like, mommy, for the love of God, like, can we have, like, something else? But mm-hmm, that's what she knew. And then eventually, yeah, she would cook me spaghetti, but she would make it super Puerto Rican. We would have tostones.
Que me encanta.
I love it. Or, like, you know, carne vi, you know.
I see.
All those things. Or, you know, cuando la cosa estaba mala, un poquito de spam con arroz. Ay, like, eso. Or, do you call them tortas or lomplines?
Lomplines.
We call them tortas, mm-hmm, con habichuelita. Okay. Oh, my God, mommy made me some earlier this week.
Ay, qué rico.
I was in heaven. But all in all, yeah, right?
That was my thing. Like, in Ponce, le dicen lomplines, por lo que yo me acuerdo. Mm-hmm. Y había este sitio, que era en el sitio que tú menos vas a esperar que venden comida.
Really?
Yeah. But it was the best dumplings in Ponce. So if you guys are in Ponce, you guys know.
Let us know if it's still open.
Please, because it was amazing dumplings. Oh my God.
I can just taste the mantequilla.
Ay, qué rico.
But all in all, the same here, right? Like, mm-hmm, I remember mommy would cook like Monday through Thursday, and Friday was like either papi would take us to like Pizza Hut, mm-hmm, or like, you know, some type of other restaurant. Yeah. And that was our treat.
Yeah.
But other than that, mommy was in there, you know, al fogón, mm-hmm, cooking it up. And we talked about, like, when we pass down culture, like, that's not, yeah, something that my child's probably going to receive, right? Like, one, I'm not a homemaker like my, mm-hmm, mom. I'm in an office. I'm working. I'm exhausted. Yeah. So you might get these dino nuggies and, you know,
pero, you know, apple slices. ¿Cuándo vas a tener, tú sabes? Algo que yo en los últimos años he podido conectar back, por ejemplo, and sorry to my family, but por ejemplo, mi familia tiene recetas de comida que son riquísimas.
Yeah, yeah.
Y hasta los otros días, it was the first time that I did guanimo con bacalao.
You know, I like guanimos.
I love them. I love them.
Oh, and I can't eat bacalao because I'm allergic to seafood. But my sister probably would have tore up your plate. She loves them.
But I felt so
proud
that I did my first guanimo con bacalao. But it just, you know, yo siempre pienso que la comida
la conecta
como la música, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Y y el saber de que yo pude recrear una receta
de scratch
de, sabes, de algo que se come, que es típico de comer en la isla,
yeah,
como que yo dice, like, wow, like, como estaba diciendo anteriormente, like, tú no appreciate, uh-huh, esto hasta que tú eres adulto, yeah, ¿entiendes? Y es tan difícil porque en la escuela yo creo que no hacen un buen trabajo, o la misma familia en algunos casos no hacen, porque vivimos en este ajetrín de, like, we're working, we're doing this, we're doing that.
Capitalism.
Exactly. De que no salvamos crecer nuestros propios alimentos
y preservar la identidad, like, yeah. I always say, like, if I ever make a human, ojalá, I really do would like for them to be buen diente, mm-hmm, like, I would like for them, mm-hmm, to, like, try things, because I was super picky, and so, like, I remember, like, crying over my rice and beans, yo no quiero esto, and my mom be like, cómetelo ya. But I'm sorry, mom, I used to stress you out. I ain't know no better. I was just a kid. But either way, that's how I feel with, like, I make sofrito from scratch, because I remember my mom would let me, like, peel the garlic.
Yeah.
And I would feel like I was, like, and I was a kid, like, so she would let me peel the garlic, and that was something how I would be helpful in. But, like, having that passed down tradition, right? Like, at least I'm going to have that.
Right.
And it's something that I discuss in therapy and with that man I married, because we were talking about language. Because, he was here while we were recording, and we were talking about not knowing Spanish. Mm-hmm. And if you've heard a lot of, like, I'm trying to make it human, we are in hunching mode. And so a lot of, like, what is going to be given to this child on both parts has been around the conversation. And so I had threw out, like, well, you better learn Spanish because I'm teaching it to this kid and you're going to be outnumbered. And he would, like, you know, laugh it off. But then he was just like, you know, why do you keep bringing that up? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know, I really want to be able to give that all. Yeah. And I got really emotional because I was just like, this is how culture dies, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. If we don't actively pass things down, they die.
Yeah, they do.
And I am so proud to have the language that I do have, right? And I can understand that. And sympathize for the person who didn't get it, right? Yeah. I can get that. Yeah. I say that I'm proud because more often than not, I have been around an elder Puerto Rican who has needed some help and who has needed language.
Yes.
And I have had a moment when I was traveling to Houston about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. There was this gentleman. You can tell he was frazzled. Yo tenía las trenzas, like box braids.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's summer. I look a little bit more darker. So I probably didn't look like a typical Puerto Rican to him.
Okay.
So in front of me, there's folks who look more Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. And he asked them for help. And, like, they were like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he looked at me. And, like, it didn't register. And I just see him. And I said, Señor, ¿con qué te puedo ayudar?
Wow.
And he was like, bueno. So I don't know how they did it. But they went through TSA. And then they got lost for their gate. Oh, and so they had to re-go again. Oh. So I was able to tell the gentleman, like, okay, pasa de nuevo. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, looked at his ticket. And I was like, oh, that gate is over here.
Okay.
Follow it and follow the number. And, like, you know, I didn't want to ask him if he knew Spanish. Because a lot of folks don't like to, you know, share that they don't know how to read in English or Spanish. But he knew the numbers. And he was like, oh, okay. So I was like, he was like, tengo que hacer esto otra vez. I was like, yeah, unfortunately, you know, you've already passed, but you know, you have to do it again. He was like, okay. And so he was getting information. His wife was on the other side, so he made sure to have her stay.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, you know, pass by again, wait, you know, get your wife. And I said, that gate is on this side.
Okay.
And he was like, gracias, gracias, gracias. And I was just like, at first I was like, you wouldn't even recognize me as someone who could help you. But it would have bothered me not to give him that. And I've had that happen. I was just recently getting coffee at a Dunkin' Donuts in North Philly, and this DoorDasher comes, and he presents the phone to an African-American worker, and she's like, I need the name, and he's like, I don't speak English. And so, just to diffuse the situation, I was like, ella necesita el nombre. And he gives her the name. She's like, thank you. She's like, because you putting a screen in my face, I can't do anything about it. Could she have read it? Sure.
Right.
However, comma, you know, she's looking at it like, you be prepared, you know, because she don't work for DoorDash. She works for this, you know, coffee
for
shop.
That,
And in her mind, I'm getting this. They were super busy, too. So she's, like, getting that done. So, like, all in all, a proudness of language. Yes. And then when it comes to food, I can tell you right now, I am so happy to have certain recipes like you have. But I'm going to tell you something, too, Josie. You can't get me to eat morcilla. You can't pay me. And that's blood sausage, for those who don't know. So I want to know, what food you can't eat?
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Pero mira, yo no soy tan picky en términos de comida puertorriqueña. Yo creo que sí, yo tengo una.
What's your absolutely not, don't ever put this on my plate?
Amarillo.
What is that?
Este, maduro.
Oh, yeah, I don't like maduros either. Gandinga tampoco.
I like gandinga.
Get away from me. Gross. You, that, first of all, it just looks like it's holding blood. And then you gotta, like, pressurize it, and then the smell, bleh, it's probably really good. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's probably a good source of iron.
Guajito?
No.
Love that.
Molleja de cabeche.
Ay, qué rico. Pero ven acá. No.
I think those are about, like, the only things, and of course seafood, because I can't eat it. But
thing.
Like, I would say, like, molleja de cabeche is an absolute no. Oh, y pasta de guayaba. No me matan.
Espérate.
I don't like.
¿Sabes qué? Te voy a quitar el punto en tu.
Yeah, I said, oh, and olives. I don't like olives.
¿Qué? ¿Pero qué pasa? But you don't cook with them?
No. When mommy makes, and first, I hate finding them in pasteles. Oh my God, it makes me so irate. And I'm glad.
Oh, now you say that. You know what? That's another thing that I've been able to get, not get back, because I never knew how to make pasteles until I was an adult. Pero esto fue algo que me conectó con la familia de mi fiancé. So it's been 2 or 3 years now that every year we get together for Christmas and we do pasteles.
I love that tradition.
And it's just beautiful. And I want to pass by, you know, quiero pasar
eso. And you
want
to pass that off to me.
A Jay.
Yeah, I love that. And mami es pastelera también.
Ay, me encantan. Me encantan porque yo lo tuve. Ay, qué rico.
And so, my help to her has been, like, getting her the materials.
Yeah.
But I was talking to my sister. I was like, you know, we need to, like, sit down one day and, like, do this with her. And, like, I know she doesn't trust us to do anything more than, like, wrap them up. Because I get it. It's a business. And she doesn't want to mess up her flow. But I'm like, we need to learn.
Yes.
So that we can incorporate this. But, yeah, I think for me, just gandinga, molleja y cabeche, morcilla, which molleja y cabeche is what, chicken gizzards?
Sí.
Gandinga's liver and morcilla's blood sausage.
Perdón. Because people.
El teléfono.
Ay, espérate. Te llamo ya mismo.
And other than that, I'm good. You give me a good mofongo, arroz con gandules, pernil. I even eat chivo. I love oxtail. ¿Qué más?
Ah, pero espérate.
Está solicitada. Está solicitada.
Pero mira, el que me está llamando, te llamo ya mismo.
But other than that, we wanted to make sure that we were talking about culture indicators like food, especially those on the island. We didn't want to bypass their struggle, their resilience, and their capability to move forward. They also are passing down traditions, especially that of agriculture. Because if you think about it, prior to this U.S. rule, hundreds of years later, the people are still finding a way to bring these things back and say, hey, we're going to plant, we're going to cosechar, and we're going to sustain this practice.
Es un tipo de resistencia.
It is a form of resistance, but it's also like this ancestral tie of like those souls on the island of being like, we're still here and we're going to pass this on. Because I think of a lot of things sometimes when we're like, why do we do the things that we do? And it's like, sometimes it's our ancestors just giving us that, like, hey, girl, we used to do this and it worked. Let's not mess up that flow. It's an absolute call to resistance in a way of being able to harvest and sustain food and great access to foodways, because the Joan Act of 1920 made it so that those shipments to Puerto Rico have to pass the U.S. first, right?
Yep.
And then these ships on the U.S., they have to carry an American flag.
Yep.
And then the merchandise can come to the island. And then the merchandise can come from that island to the littler islands. So sometimes, and many times, these products come with a major cost to the consumer.
Yep.
And then you got that man in office messing around with these tariffs. What do you think that's going to happen to our citizens who are already paying a high cost to sustain food?
It's just wild. ¿Sabes? Pero algo que yo quería dejar, you know, con todo esto, es que estemos en la isla o estemos acá en la diáspora, tú sabes, lo que podemos hacer es ver cómo hay fundaciones como comedores escolares que están dejando esa huella y enseñando a la gente a cultivar en su tierra, ¿verdad? Y nosotros cuando visitemos, comer lo más local que podamos.
Very much so. Definitely shop local.
Yes.
Very shop local, which is why I'm excited for this upcoming trip, especially with being with Jay. Like, we definitely need to give her an itinerary. Yes. I want her to bite in that first acapurria, and I want her eyeballs to go to the back. Yes, I want her eyeballs to go to the back of her head because that's how good it is. Or baby, I don't know. I know this might be controversial, but baby, es una malta bien fría.
Pero ven acá, tú vas a seguir dando auspiciadoras aquí.
I'm sorry. I said Malta. I didn't say what brand.
Eso es una brand.
Just Malta?
Sí.
Oh, because I drink the other one, so I don't, you know what I mean? I don't live that life. But still, oh my God. I cannot wait.
Well, we need a countdown.
We need a countdown for when we go.
Please.
But thank you again for listening. Episode 9. Wow. We made it. Burr, 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 burr.
¿Tú sabes lo que es? Episode 9.
Girl, we could not conceive of this before, but we're doing it.
We're doing it. Myra, we need your feedback.
Your notes. We look forward to them. But yes, you can listen to us on Apple Pods, Spotify, RSS.com that distributes it to other entities. Mm-hmm. We post every Tuesday. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Boricua Culture Mix Pod.
Yes.
And como dijimos anterior, dale un like, dale un comentario, like, levántalo nosotros, because, you know, that gives us high spirits.
Yes.
We need your interaction. Y mándale cosa. Like, I love when our friends send us stuff.
Yes.
And be like, hey, this is for your pod. Mm-hmm. Because they're already looking at us as, like, folks to like get mm-hmm. this in. So yeah. please engage with us. We look forward to it.
Y que quieren escuchar, right? Si hay yeah. algún tema en específico que quieren que nosotros, you know.
Right, or if we have to run back a topic because we may have not given all You're of right. all of the information yeah, by all yeah, means.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We'll run it back.
Yes. Envíenos qué canción mm-hmm. estás escuchando.
Yes, qué te know, representa.
Qué te representa esta semana. Qué título le ponemos.
Al
podcast de la Goy.
Oh my God.
Hay demasiado, pero
morcilla y lengua. Both things I don't want.
Mira. No. Pero, sabes, conecten con nosotros, pásenla bien y los escuchan. Bueno, por favor, tienen una cita con nosotros la próxima semana, al mismo tiempo, en la misma hora.
Ajá.
Por aquí. ¿Por dónde?
For Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and RSS.com.
Alrighty. All right.
Lo vemos. Chao.
Bye. Mwah.